Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. So grateful to be here this morning and every time we meet. And thanks for tuning in, you guys. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm still coming down from Kingdom Bound. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. It's just so awesome. You know, I was talking about Kingdom Bound last night to our good friends, Dr. Matt Messiak and his beautiful wife, Tara. And I said, you know what? Next year, you guys have to go and you have to plan ahead because so many people wait to the last minute and then it doesn't happen. And you know, it doesn't happen because you don't want to spend the money, which is a lot more than if you would have planned ahead. So it's just life changing. And I'm still just overwhelmed and humbled by the people that came to the WDCX tent and came to our seminars, and also just all of the listeners that we met, and all of the testimonies from all of the people who are doing the Raw Truth Recharge. And, you know, that is just what keeps me going. And I posted this week a picture of one of my clients, Gay Marie. I'm actually going to have her on the air in a couple of weeks. And she's just transforming her body. This woman hated me when I first met her. And she is now down 58 pounds and she's on a roll, and she was in a wheelchair at first, and then she was pushing the wheelchair around the block walking. So anyway, you know, I'm just so grateful for stories like that. Today we're going to be talking, you know, about a lot of things. And really, you know, when I talk about health and wellness, it's all encompassing. It's mind, body, soul, spirit. And it's not just about what you eat and how much you exercise. It's really about the primary foods in your life, your relationship, your spirituality, your relationship with the people you live with, the relationship with the Lord of Lords. And so, you know, as you know, I lost my mom just a few weeks ago. And you know, it was a journey, just a journey in taking care of her over the last 20 years that I was so grateful to be able to do. But also, it's been a journey since she has gone to be with the Lord. As each day is, you know, I'm just reflecting on those moments that we had together. And so I thought today we would talk about the fact that, you know, we are here on this earth for a purpose, all of us, to love others, serve others, take care of others. And God has a purpose in our life. And what is that purpose? You know, it's really for us to figure out. But of course, the Holy Spirit is working in us, and we have to pray that we're doing His will every day. And, you know, sometimes we get off track with that, and we focus on things on this earth that we treasure. And you know, I just feel that, you know, compared to the greatness of knowing God and the peace that surpasses all understanding, it's everything is insignificant compared to that. You know, everything in life is insignificant. And so we need to find out what our purpose is. But we know it is to love and to serve others and to take care of others. And there were so many people that I met on my journey of serving and taking care of my mom, that, you know, made an impact in my life. And one of them will be joining us in just a few minutes when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And that is someone who I met from Christian Home Companions. And also, later after that, my good friend Charlene Brocious will be joining us. And, we'll be talking about, how she is, impacting lives. And both of these people, Christina from Christian Home Companions and Cindy and that whole team, and also Charlene Brocious, and my own experience in serving my mom. And so we're going to, you know, open up the phone lines too, because, you know, perhaps you are someone who is struggling right now. And you know, we're like the sandwich generation. You know, we're taking care of our kids, but we're taking care of our parents. What resources are out there for you to do that? Well, we're going to be talking about that as well. And our phone lines will be open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And so also, I just want to say that, you know,
if you go on my website, RobbieRaw.com, I am unveiling, I am rolling out the Raw Truth Recharge Protocol coming up in just a few weeks in September, and I'm so excited to be doing that. So excited because I was going to be rolling out in January, but just from the prompting and the encouragement of all the people that have been doing the Raw Truth Recharge, which is actually over 1,000 people, you know, almost 1,000 on Facebook and off of Facebook, hundreds more. So just so grateful for the encouragement when I was at Kingdom Bound for the people that wanted to really kind of do it live and in color. So I'm rolling that out. You can go to the website, RobbieRaw.com, and, you know, check that out. But I have some free seminars coming up, and we will be rolling out a ton of classes. So stay tuned for that. So, Dr. Matt Misiak we were out with him last night, my husband and I, and his wife. He's my favorite chiropractor. He adjusted my 92-year-old mom up to the time that she went, you know, to be with the Lord of Lords. We were out with him last night. I actually posted a picture of us on social media. You have got to check him out. Whether you have back pain or not, it's not just about back pain. It's about preventing disease and holistic care. So when we come back, you know, we'll get right into our topic for today. But make sure you check out Misiak Chiropractic. Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find the Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we're back. And so, if you missed the intro, I'll just tell you, you know, life is complicated and life is challenging, but we all have a purpose in life. And I thought today we would talk about what our purposes in life are. And, you know, for many of us, it's you know, sometimes things come our way that you know, require us to take a step back. And we may have some goals in life, but really my prayer every day is that, you know, whatever God's will is for my life, that's what I want to do every day. Not what my will is, but what His will is for my life. And, of course, my will and my, you know, path over the last many years was taking care of my mom. And so, you know, I'm going to actually take our first call, which is Christina from Home Christian Companions. Is it Christian Home Companions or Home Christian Companions?
Good morning, Robbie. It's Christian Home Companions.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, in talking about the topic today, you know, it was like I really thought about Christian Home Companions and how it was such a divine intervention to have met you. Actually, I met your mom on the phone, but little did I know all of these years we were sitting, you know, in front and back of each other at church, which was a total, you know, God thing. And actually, I had been teaching classes at the Buffalo Athletic Club and talking about the fact that I was taking care of my mom. And somebody came up to me and said, you know what, Robbie, I know you're, you know, doing this alone, and you really should call this organization, Christian Home Companion. That's how it all started. And I said, oh, really? Okay, I'll give him a call, you know. And so I made the phone call. Little did I know when I met your wonderful mom, Cindy, that we had actually been introduced ourselves at church with each other. And we're sitting in front and back of each other, and then the rest was history. And I just want to say that, you know, I could not have done what I had done for my mom without the love and support and care of Christian Home Companions, of hospice, of my friends like Charlene Brocious, who is going to be here today, and all of the resources I learned from her, and also, of course, the family. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell our listeners, Christina, about your organization.
Well, we are Christian Home Companions. We started back in 2007, and Cindy, my mom, had been taking care of her mom for quite some time and needed to go out of town. And so she had an experience trying to find care for Grandma, and it was fine, and it all worked out, but it didn't go maybe as well as she had hoped. And so I have a social work background, and she has a long-standing career in business. And so we just really prayed about it, and we thought, you know what, I think the Lord's putting us together, and really for such a time as this, it's time, let's put this thing together. And so Cindy's really been the root and the depth and the breadth of it all. She's really done a great job with it. Provide non-medical care, which means no hands-on. We can provide supervision for bathing, but we can't actually do the bathing or the personal care. But we'll do laundry, grocery shopping, housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation to appointments, that type of thing. Companion care.
And you pray, you know, your aides will pray with the individuals as well, which, you know, was wonderful. And I'll tell you, it was great because, you know, even though I went down from full-time to part-time, only just working, you know, 10 hours a week, it was those 10 hours that I was out of the house just to know that I had the resources to call. And then to come home and have my laundry done, too, was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great.
or, you know, the kitchen cleaned or whatever. But, you know. I just wanted our listeners to know, you know, that Christian Home Companions is, you know, for those people who are taking care of their loved ones. And not everyone can do that. And we're going to be actually talking about some of that today and what the resources are for those that, you know, just can't. I mean, I was a nurse and I was able to do that. And I had been taking care of my mom for, you know, for 20 years. You know, to have her in my house was a complete blessing. But most people can't do that. Most people aren't in a financial position to do that, in a position with their family to do that, their house isn't equipped to do that, or whatever.
Right.
But people who can do that, they should call Christian Home Companions. And that number is 439-8100, 439-8100, right, Christina?
That's correct. You got it.
Yeah, and so when people call, they can just find out, you know, what, you know, Cindy was just wonderful about finding out what worked around my schedule, and
right.
You have an array of staff there that kind of can slide in and fit in.
Absolutely.
According to your own schedule, which was pretty cool. You know, rather than saying somebody is available Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 11, which doesn't work for you, you know,
it
doesn't help. So anyways, thank you so much. I wanted to thank you and your mom and everybody, Cindy, the aide, and Debbie, and all of the wonderful aides that came were wonderful.
Sure.
My mother looked forward to having them, and it was like a breath of fresh air to have somebody come in and just really spend time, you know, sitting with her, talking, asking her about her, you know, her background and her family. And, you know, you don't think about that when you're with your parents every day or you're with someone every day. Oh, let's talk about your background. I mean, someone else comes in and it helps jog their memory. So it was pretty cool.
Good. Very good.
Well, Christian Home Companions, Cynthia and Christina, thank you so much. 439-8100. And, you know, I encourage people to check it out who are in need. Or maybe it's also for people who aren't taking care of their family. You go to, you know, if my mother was living on her own, I could have still called and had the help. So that's pretty cool to know.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for checking in with us. And I hope to see you soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Robbie. Take care.
Take care.
Okay,
all right. Bye-bye. So I highly encourage you to check the Christian Home Companions out, you guys. Great organization. Honest, trustworthy, wonderful, willing and caring and serving others. And so today we're talking about the circle of life and, you know, what our purpose is in life. Is it to take care of other people? Is it to serve other people? I think all of us have, gifts that God has given us that we're able to do that. We just need to find out what those gifts are. And, really not all of us have the gifts to take care of our loved one. And so what are the resources for that out there? And so we'll be talking about that as well. Charlene Brocious will join me when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. She's from Peregrine's Landing. And I'll tell you, she's a wealth of information for people who need resources, who are serving and taking care of loved ones, and also, for people who can't. So we'll get into that conversation when we come back. I also want to remind you that Dr. Gambagorda is an amazing, amazing physician who from Northtown Orthopedics, who not only will help you with your injuries, but also is an amazing surgeon. He's helped my husband. He's helped me. And I'll tell you, you need to check them out. So when we come back, Charlene Brocious will be in studio. Don't go anywhere. Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Navi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Navi offers top-quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
I finally gave up the fight and asked for help. Hi, everybody. This is Neil Boron. And as many of you know, I've struggled with weight my entire life. Well, I finally got the right help from my dear friend, Robbie Raw. She taught me how to be healthy, how to make the right food choices, and how to exercise properly. To this day, she encourages me to stay focused on my new lifestyle. Well, she can help you, too. Robbie will teach you the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy for life. She offers private and semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class to help you get the results you're longing for. So whether you're dealing with years of yo-yo dieting, fighting a disease like diabetes, or working hard in the gym and not seeing results, the fact is you need help too. The struggle is daily, and it's time to seek help from personal health and fitness coach Robbie Raw. It's the kind of help that will change your life. For more information, visit our website at RobbieRaw.com. That's Robbie Raw, RAUGH.com.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
You know, so the circle of life includes living, loving, serving, and eventually leaving this earth. And, you know, there isn't a second that goes by that I don't think about my mom, who recently passed away and went into Jesus's arms. How can I be sad about that? You know, there's not a minute that goes by that I don't think about, you know, serving and loving her. And I knew that every single minute I was with her was precious. That's why I couldn't get enough of it. And the fact of the matter was, you know, in those final weeks and really those final months, because I sort of knew for many, many months that, her days, you know, were numbered, and none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow, but what can we do every day to live out God's plan for our lives, to carry each other's burdens, to age gracefully, to help our loved ones be escorted from this world to heaven with love and dignity, and all while making sure that we keep healthy mind and body ourselves. And because it's tough. It is tough. So it's tough to take care of other people. You know, sometimes I think, before taking care of my mom, I thought I had stress. You know, when you're taking care of someone, it's not stress, but it is a responsibility that you can't even imagine, because you want to do the best for that person. You want to love them and care for them and you know, while keeping their respect and dignity and everything else. And just the responsibility of making sure that those, you know, your loved ones eat and are taken care of and bathe properly and get to all their appointments and, you know, that they have the right equipment in your house. That is a lot of stuff. And so, you know, today I thought I'd talk about the circle of life, what, you know, what that means for us and for our loved ones, because we all have a purpose on this earth. And really the Holy Spirit is working, you know, within us all of the time, so that we can live out God's purpose in our life. Not our purpose, but God's purpose for us. And so, you know, some people are able to serve others, take care of others, and some people aren't. And one of the people that I have met throughout my life and who I knew since I was 5 years old is Charlene Brocious. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Robbie.
We have been childhood friends since we were, I don't know, is it five or three? I don't know.
Four, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
A long, long time ago.
Yes, we grew up on the same street, so we've been, you know, best friends all of our life, even though our lives have taken us in different directions over the years. But, you know, God just brought us right back together at the right time, and that really was, you know, when things started changing with my mom. And I so appreciated your love and support in, you know, those months and weeks, you know, leading up to my mom passing. And not only were we childhood friends, but we have so many other things in common that, you know, now we're starting to, you know, take advantage of. One of which is we're both going to be coaching the Raw Truth Healthy Eating Protocol. And you work at Peregrine's Landing. You're the director at Peregrine's Landing, which, you know, our listeners have heard you talk about before. But tell our listeners what Peregrine's Landing is in case they missed your last interview.
Well, Peregrine's Landing is an assisted living community. It has enriched living apartments that have one-bedroom apartments with a little kitchenette, living room, and bathroom. And we have a full array of activities, and all the meals are included. They get their housekeeping taken care of. If any individuals need to have staff monitor and supervise the administration of their medication, help them with their personal care. But they still have the ability to have the independence of having their own little environment of a apartment. And then we also, part of our building has a secured memory care unit for individuals that have a significant amount of memory loss due to Alzheimer's or dementia dementia-related diseases, and they get more supervision, they have private rooms, and we're able to significantly improve the quality of life for people that have memory impairment. It's a difficult thing to care for your loved one in your home when they're really suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia and reach a certain point where their safety is really at risk, and you're still trying to carry on in life. You know, you're worrying. I just had a gentleman come and see me the other day who said his, you know, wife put the plastic Tupperware container on the stove and turned it on to heat it up and burnt the whole Tupperware container. And, you know, if someone hadn't been close by, they would have had a fire. And sometimes there's problems because people will elope and get out of the house, not remember where to go back. So we provide the services when individuals maybe don't want to live alone anymore. They want to know that there's 24-hour staffing in case they fell. We're conveniently located right off the thruway at 575 Keuka Creek Road, which is just right near the Galleria Mall exit. It's really convenient people in the North Towns and the South Towns. And for one flat rate of living there with a month-to-month lease, you get the 24-hour supervision with nurses' aides and nurses.
That's
you get
incredible.
A case manager that helps take care of things, their laundry, housekeeping, medication, personal care, and above all, one of the most dynamic social programs in Western New York.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I went there and it was like going to a really five-star
resort.
Hotel. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, okay, I could live here. There's a ton of resources. And I appreciated the fact that, you know, we talked about this, but we never got to this point with my mom because, you know, all of the years that I took care of my mom, you know, my family went on one vacation together because I didn't want to leave my mom. And, you know, we had talked about the fact that you have at Peregrine's Landing a service where if a family is taking care of their loved ones and they want to go on vacation, because it's important to invest in your own family. I feel like I honestly, my family, I did not even see them much or talk to them the last 3 months of my mother's life. I mean, the focus was so much on my mom, which it should have been. But you kind of need, you know, to keep your family together, and you need
There has to be a balance.
Right.
And when you say about stress and caregiving, it's not so much when you look at the person that you love and you're doing everything. I mean, our mothers took care of us, and I'm sure they didn't look at it as, oh, this is stressful, taking care of my child.
Yeah.
It's not so much that it's you're doing it out of love, but you have so many other things that you have to balance. You still have to be a wife.
Right.
You want your marriage to continue. You
Absolutely.
Still have to be a mother. And, you know, many people still have to have a job. And so to keep that balance when you don't know how to make everything flow and fall into place is when you get stressed. Because,
right.
you know, I can't give here, I can't give there. And sometimes, I did the same thing. I took care of my mother until she passed. She had leukemia. I took care of my dad, and I actually moved him in with us. But I was raising a family. My youngest son was still, you know, little at the time, you know, a lot younger and needed a lot of my attention. My other kids were a little bit older, but they still required mother's attention, and they were in school activities. They were doing things that life doesn't stop.
No.
And, you know, you don't want to, if they're playing a sport, if they play a musical instrument and they're in a concert, if
right.
they have an opportunity to travel for, you know, something that's going to better their life, you don't want to miss those opportunities. You know, I tell my employees, you can always go back to a job. You can't go back and make your kids be little. Well,
right.
it's the same thing. When your parent needs you, you can't say, well, we're going to put this on hold
right.
because they may not have that tomorrow or next year.
Oh.
So by providing that respite, even if it's for 2 days, if it's for a long weekend, if it's for a week or two, you can still have that balance in your life. And sometimes it's just what you need to renew that strength inside of yourself to say, okay, now I can get a little bit energized again and get back on the path again of caring for my loved one.
Charlene, you are so right with everything you just said. And I know that you're saying that because you did go through what I went through, you know.
Oh, my father yelled at me. Could I tell you that probably every one of your listeners out there will say, but my mother wants to stay in her house, and my father wants to stay in his house. And they say, they're fine. You go on your vacation, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, there comes a point where we have to recognize that although they're adults, they lack the executive function to be able to make good decisions for themselves.
Right.
And so we sometimes have to make those decisions, just like when you said, you know what, but Mom, it's not right for you to be living in the apartment anymore, and I want to bring you home to my house.
Right.
You know, forever. I'm fine. My dad did the same thing. I'm fine where I am. He didn't want to go. And I'll tell you, I was stressed the first few days of leaving to go with my kids, and it was a school thing. I used to, you know, chaperone and do this. I did it with all four of my children,
yeah.
And I wouldn't trade those times for anything. But he yelled at me. You know, he was upset with me. I had him in my own assisted living with my staff caring for him. And when he was there, I saw a man flourish. I saw a man telling everybody about where he met my mother, where they got married, their life together, World War II, everything that happened in World War II.
Yes.
And even though he could be yelling at me in the background on the telephone, everybody were looking at him going, oh, my gosh, he's having a ball here.
Oh, yes,
so you have to get past that and look at it and realize that you're doing good for everybody, including that person who gets to associate and have adult conversations with people who are in their same situation.
Right, right. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what you said about the stress and about missing, you know, I can't even tell you how many games of my daughters I missed, how many concerts I missed. And I don't regret that because I was home taking care of my mom, how many trips I missed with my family. But what you said hit the nail right on the head, Charlene, is that the stress wasn't from taking care of my mother. That was actually the easy part. The stress was trying to juggle life, raise a family, be a wife, be a mother, go to the grocery store. I mean, you can't even go to the grocery store, you know, when you have the responsibility of someone that you can't just, like with a baby, you can pick up a baby and put it in the car and go to the store. But, you know, it's different when you're taking
care. When it takes you half an hour to get the person in the car.
Right. And you don't want to put them through that because they're tired. They want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, respecting your parents' wishes. Maybe it's not your parents. Maybe it's someone in your family that's, because you at Peregrine's Landing, not only elderly people are there, but people who need needs who are younger too.
Oh yeah, we have a few people that have had significant, maybe a brain injury, you know, related to even a motor vehicle accident or, you know, something that requires some assistance. So, you know, it doesn't have to be an elderly person,
right.
But somebody that just isn't, you know, it's not good for them to live totally on their own.
Exactly. We're going to talk more about this and also, you know, about nutrition and how it's important for them to, you know, have good brain health through nutrition. And the Alzheimer's Walk is coming up, which I'm going to be a part of, the Team WDCX Radio's Walk page. I want you to all go to that. And just don't forget, tomorrow, speaking of WDCX, Neil Boron and Zach Boron will be speaking Church on the Beach tomorrow at Crystal Beach. I'm praying for nice weather, but even if it's not, you should go. They've had hundreds and hundreds of people attending Church on the Beach. It's right over the Peace Bridge there, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. Church on the Beach tomorrow. Neil Boron and Zach will be preaching tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and everybody's welcome. It's free. It's packed. Just bring your beach chair, put on, you know, your down jacket if it's cold, and bathing suit underneath in case the sun comes out, and you know, check it out. So when we come back, we're talking about the circle of life and how we can get through it. What are the resources for us to get through life when life comes our way? How can we take care of our loved ones and give them dignity, respect, and love, and still balance at home? You know, it's difficult. It is so difficult. I have a whole new chapter of my book now, which is coming out, The Raw Truth Recharge, a whole new chapter since my mom passed. And really, it's not a coincidence that some of you are listening right now. So when we come back, if you have any questions, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Perhaps you're taking care of your loved one right now, or perhaps you are in need of someone to take care of them, you know, and as Charlene said, you know, it's hard to talk to our parents about what they need to do. Mom, Dad, it's not safe for you to be by yourself anymore. I need to take charge and get resources because I want to keep you safe. Maybe you're struggling with that right now. Give us a call, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and muscular skeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And so we are back. Don't forget about the Alzheimer's Walk coming up in Buffalo in September. I will post the website. I'd love you to join our WDCX team. I decided when I was going through all I was going through with my mom to make sure that I promote and support the hospice organization, Alzheimer's Association, and all of the people who are serving others and who are helping us to take care of our loved ones. And it is part of the circle of life. You know, it is not easy to do this. To take care of our loved ones. That's why I'm grateful for my girlfriend, Charlene Brocious, who has been such a resource for me over the last few months. And she is the director at Peregrine's Landing. And by the way, their number is 893-3000, 893-3000. And if you have any questions today, again, our phone lines are open, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We will get to our calls in just a few minutes. The phone lines are lighting up. But Charlene, we were talking about the fact that, you know, we need to kind of realize that all of us have a purpose in our life. And for me, I believe, you know, one of my purposes was to take care of my mom. And I was so grateful. And my dad and my sister, which all three have gone to heaven. But, you know, I did take care of all of them. Not everyone can do that. And even if you want to do that, it's not wise to, you know, just drop everything else, you know, to let your family and your responsibilities with your family go to the wayside. Because I did miss a lot of opportunities with my kids. I don't regret it because my kids are still here. My mom's not. And I knew that her life was failing, and that's why I put all my energy there. I could do it because I was a registered nurse. I did do it because my mom wanted me to, because I wanted to. She did not want to, be outside of my home. And I was grateful for that opportunity. But people that I talk to today keep saying to me, Robbie, I don't know how you did it. And I say, the average person can't do it. That's why it's important to know that there's resources out there for them. And, you know, not only are you the director of Peregrine's Landing, but you are a wealth of information, Charlene, because you are in touch with all of these organizations, like Home Christian Companions or Christian Home Companions. I know that, you have a connection there with them and love that organization and realize, you know, that they have the opportunity to help, and also hospice, you know. But at Peregrine's Landing, you do it all there. The nutrition is so important for our loved ones, and you and I are going to be teaching, you know, our 12-week and 8-week healthy eating classes. In fact, you're going to be teaching it at Peregrine's Landing, which is going to be fabulous because so many of the people that are coming in and have spent a lot of time and resource taking care of others or running back and forth, you know, to Peregrine's Landing to visit others, they are not taking care of themselves. And they find themselves in a situation where their health is being compromised and they're not eating right. I had to be very careful to make sure that I was eating right and I was exercising so that I could take care of my mom. And my mom actually said that to me every day. You know, Robbie, I want you to go teach your class. I gave up my full-time job, but she was adamant about me teaching my full-time classes at the BAC. And also, I made sure that I had proper nutrition and that she had proper nutrition. People don't even know what that means that are listening right now.
Well, you know, it's usually caregivers that end up, if you're looking at it long term, a lot of times, especially when a spouse is caring for another spouse, many times it's usually the healthy one that suddenly has their health compromised because of the stress, because of not taking care of themselves and having that balance. So yes, it is important to look at the big picture of everything. And when you were talking about purpose, I think it's also important. You know, part of our philosophy of care over at Peregrine's Landing is that we recognize the fact that our residents that live with us still need purpose. If you don't have a reason to get up every day and you don't have that purpose in your life, for whatever it was that gives you joy. And as you say, everybody has their own purpose. I mean, right. We had beautiful, wonderful Italian mothers that to care for us was everything in yes. their life. So when your mother would say to you, did you eat today? You know, did you take care of yourself today?
She still said that at 92.
You know? Right. So, you know, if you took that joy away from them, even when they get older and they're not able to do that, they lose their reason for living, too.
Right. Yes, exactly. And you know what? I have peace and joy right now and a peace that surpasses all understanding. In fact, as soon as my mom passed away, I think I told you this, my husband had run out to the store and he walked into the house and I said, you know, she went home to be with the Lord. And he's like, what? Like, he said he was just so shocked at the peace that I had because when my mom had fallen in November, I was hysterical when she, you know.
And you said that to me. You yeah. said, you're going to have to help me get through this because I don't know what's going to happen to me when I lose her. I'm not going to be able to get through this. I'm not going to be able to get through this. And you did. And you did have a peace about you.
It surpasses all understanding. It was God's peace, and I still have it. And I think it's because I did everything I could possibly do. That's why I know there's people listening right now who know that their parents or loved ones are unsafe being by themselves. They don't know what to do about it, but, you know, the Holy Spirit may be stirring them, you know, stirring their hearts, saying, you know, you need to do something about it, but they don't know what to do.
I think the problem is, too, is that often we're so busy with our life and we don't have the problem in front of us at that time, so we right. don't take time to educate ourselves to know what services are really out there. Then by the time we need it, we're in such a crisis that it's hard to make that decision because you've got a parent or a loved one telling you, I don't want this, I don't want to do this, and you feel torn that way. And then now you're inundated with a number of agencies that are being thrown at you either by the, you know, social worker over at the hospital saying, well, here's a list. Well, to go through that list and look at it and make that decision in the emergency room is really tough.
Oh my
Whereas
gosh.
If you look at things ahead of time, like right now, if half of our listeners who are don't have an ill loved one right now, but know, geez, my parents are getting a little bit older, and I may end up with some of this. When you have the time, research things. If a place like Peregrine's Landing is having a seminar, even if it's on healthy eating,
mm-hmm.
if it's on an aging parent, if it's on Medicare, if it's on long-term planning, healthcare proxies, take advantage and go over and do those now when you don't need them.
Oh, right. When you're not in
But you know, you're learning about resources that are available to you and your loved ones later, but you're also getting an opportunity to see a senior community in case you need it and know the services that are offered.
Yes.
So when you do need it, you're not making a rushed, uneducated decision. And that's what people do. They wait till they're in the emergency room.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how people, you know, deal with it. But you're absolutely right. We get so caught up in our lives that it's like, you know, there isn't an emergency, so we're not thinking that way. You know, and for me, of course, you know, because I was a nurse, because I worked in the hospitals, because I know you and I learned the resources that you talked to me about and everything else, it was honestly, it was just automatic for me. I was thinking ahead. But there are people listening right now that they know their mother or father is perhaps in their 70s or in their 80s or in their 90s, like my mom was. And when you talk to them on the phone, they seem okay. They seem like your memory's fine, they're doing good. Unless you're there all the time, like I was with my mom, even when she was in her apartment, I could see that she was leaving the stove on. That she
they
was
have the small conversations with you that are just enough to make you feel everything's okay.
Exactly.
Did you eat? Yes, I ate.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you didn't watch them and see, do they really still know how to put a sandwich together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the food still sitting in the refrigerator? Is it outdated? Is the milk sour?
Are they hungry?
Are they really? They don't even recognize that they're hungry sometimes.
No. They don't.
And who wants to eat by themselves? That's another thing. When they're living alone and by themselves.
Well, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, with our classes that we're going to be running at Peregrine's Landing, the nutrition classes, you know, it's so awesome that we can talk about not only healthy eating for, you know, people our age and kids and, you know, any age, but also the elderly, too. I mean, that is a huge part for the people who will be coming to, you know, the healthy eating classes. And, you know, it's just so important that people understand that you have the ability for free to get information. I mean, we're not talking about somebody picking up the phone, and as soon as they pick up the phone, they're going to be committed to.
Right. There's no obligation. When you call Peregrine's Landing, it doesn't mean that you need our services for somebody to move into one of our apartments. We're there to help individuals. We have a support group that meets once a month. We've done a memory care cafe where individuals who are trying to take care of somebody with Alzheimer's in their own home and want to try to get out in a social atmosphere, we've run memory cafes that are done in a local diner. So, and we have something along with our philosophy of care known as Peregrine University. And so we have a number of educational events that are going on. We have our virtual dementia tour where we allow somebody to walk in the shoes of somebody that actually is suffering from the cognitive and physical deficits of dementia. And as far as the healthy eating goes, we need to educate people to understand that there's still some prevention that we can do. We talk about Alzheimer's and dementia. Alzheimer's, you know, nobody knows why we have these, breaks in the communication in our brain. But there are certain dementias that are caused and related to poor lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
such as vascular dementia, hypertension, cardiac disease, high blood sugars. And so by teaching people, especially maybe in our age group or younger, how to eat properly, they reduce their risk of having the second cause of dementia, which is vascular dementia.
Yes, and as a registered nurse, you know, you teach that to, you know, people who come to your seminars, and I think it's wonderful. You know, not only is, I was just talking about this on AM Buffalo the other day, is, you know, whatever is good for the heart is good for our brain, you know, because our brain needs those foods that are the good fats, you know, the avocados and the coconut oil, mm-hmm. and the nuts and things like that. You know, if you're not eating animal protein, people who are vegans are at risk for, you know, having diseases such as the dementia, Alzheimer's, and actually even heart diseases because of the fact that they're not taking in, may not be taking in a proper amount of fat unless they are eating those good fats. Many people take animal products out of their diet, but they just don't eat the
They don't do the other part of it.
Right.
And everybody thinks you can take a pill.
Right.
You know, even the diabetics now that are not doing insulin injections, they have these pumps. And I can't tell you how many people I'm around. They eat whatever they want because they say, well, I get to monitor it, and mm-hmm. I just have to push a button over here, and it gives me the right amount of insulin that I need. But they don't understand what that exogenous insulin is doing to their kidneys and to their blood vessels and everything else. Whereas if we just eat properly and maintain our normal blood sugars,
right.
and try to divert having that type 2 diabetes.
Oh, my gosh.
And all the effects of it.
I just had Pastor Matt Gold on the show on the air last week, and he has gone through the Raw Truth Recharge along with Neil Boron, who lost 52 pounds, and Pastor Matt lost 50 pounds, and Pastor Marty McDonald lost 62 pounds, and all of them, of course, dropped in their body fat like 10, 11 points. But Pastor Matt Gold also was a diabetic. And I said, so many people come up to me and say, you know, I don't know if I can do the Raw Truth Recharge because I'm a diabetic. And I'm like, well, that's why you need to do it, because you need right. to learn how to eat healthy. And they say, well, you know, I just take my medicine and, you know, pretty much eat what I want. Yeah, well, that medication causes problems with other symptoms that you need other medications for. And, of course, your health is affected, and your brain is affected, and your heart is affected, and everything, all of your blood chemistry is affected. So, you know, it's just not the answer. So making sure that we're educated as caretakers and realizing that, you know, it's biblical to take care of our parents. It is biblical to take care of people in need. That could mean picking up the phone and calling Peregrine's Landing and seeing what resources are there. Or that can mean moving people into your house like I did and like you did.
And then looking for these other services that can right. help add on to letting them still have a balance in their life.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to pray for discernment. I mean, God's Holy Spirit gives us discernment in helping us to know what to do. And, you know, and so we don't know what to do, but pray for it. And that's what my prayer was every day. Lord, just use my hands and feet. It still is today. I prayed this morning, Lord, your will be done, not my will be done. And if that is the fact that you have somebody who is in need and you're just pushing it to the wayside because you're busy with your life, you're busy with your kids, you're busy with your own family, but you know that your family is in need, your mom or your dad, or maybe it's a sister or an aunt or whoever that's not being taken care of, knowing that we have the resources. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors in just a second, but I do want to mention Facebook messaged me and asked me when the walk was. So the Alzheimer's Walk is Saturday, September 20th. Saturday, September 20th, and you can go right to the WDCX webpage and check it out there and look on their webpage and sign up for the WDCX team. So it's Team WDCX, Neil Boron, you'll see his name. My name will be on there this weekend. And, we're all going to be doing that walk Saturday, September 20th at Delaware Park. I'd love you all to walk. So, Pine Pharmacy, Charlene, I know you're familiar with Pine Pharmacy. I love Pine Pharmacy. They are an amazing pharmacy. The pharmacists have been on this show, and they want to help you prevent disease as well, not just treat disease through taking medication. That's why I love them. They're about getting off the medication, but they put together compounds that are wonderful for patients. My mom had some of their compounds through hospice, was so grateful, as well as my sister, and they are wonderful. They deliver medication right to your door. Check them out, Pine Pharmacy. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of muscular skeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambacorta today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
So don't forget to go to my website, robbieraw.com. I have a new newsletter there. I didn't put a newsletter out for 3 months, understandably why. I was a little busy with my mom and what have you. But I have a new newsletter out and the dates to roll out The Raw Truth Protocol, which, by the way, is an immune-boosting, low-glycemic, muscle-building, fat-losing, increasing your energy protocol, which, you know, thousands have gone through, and I'm so excited to be actually putting it in action in the 8-week course with the 4 weeks of, so it's 8 weeks of, you know, learning great grains and the good fats and, you know, ditching the cravings, and there's a 14-day detox, and also, of course, the there's an optional 4 weeks, which Charlene and I are going to be teaming up with, and we're going to be preparing foods and showing different menus and how to prepare different foods and making different recipes. And that was the one of the number one things that people wanted more of in my 12-week class.
Right. I think, you know what, it's, I think a lot of people have a good intention and want to eat well, but a lot of people will say, I don't have the time to cook that way. I don't have the time to make this stuff.
Right.
Or I don't know how. And I think, too, sometimes some stuff doesn't sound like it's going to taste real good when you're reading that recipe, and all of a sudden you taste it and you say, wow, this is really good.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday I had on AM Buffalo, I did you know, healthy eating before and after sports, which is really my life, because I've always been, you know, teaching for 35 years and basically eating nutrient-dense foods for energy. But I had the black bean pasta dish with my mom's pesto, Charlene.
Mm-hmm.
My mom made pesto like over a year ago, and I froze it in the freezer, and I took it out, and I put it on. Everybody in the studios was like, that looks awful, the black bean pasta. But my goodness, everybody ate it. It was amazing. But we're going to be doing that in the Raw Truth Recharge course that we both are rolling out, and it's going to be so excited. I'm very, very excited to be rolling this out. And so go to my website, robbieraw.com. Check it out. Don't forget Church on the Beach tomorrow. Neil Boron, Zach Boron will be speaking at Church on the Beach, Crystal Beach, only just a few minutes over the border. Check that out. And don't forget the Alzheimer's Walk, September 20th. Charlene, we just need a longer show when you're on. I mean, we need a longer show anyway, and now that things are slowing down a little bit, you know, I'm looking into that. So I am so grateful that you came in today. I'm so grateful that, you know, you're a wealth of information. I know that some people called and wanted information, so you'll call them off the air.
Anyone call, 893-3000. They can ask for Charlene. They can ask for Akasha. We'll be happy to have a nice confidential conversation. No obligation. You can do it over the phone. You can come in, sit down, have some lunch with us.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for coming in today, and thank you all for joining us. Remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control and really to pray daily about His will in your life, and not your will, His will. And so, listen, I'll see you all back next week. God bless.